training first responders, police, firefighters, medical personnel, who are the first on the scene of a disaster, has become big business. The Bush administration wants to spend $2.5 billion next year on grants to states and local authorities to pay for equipment and training. And as many universities struggle with financial problems, a few are finding that domestic preparedness training provides them not only with a new mission, but with a growing source of funding. From Baton Rouge, NPR's Greg Allen has the story.
A small refinery complex is enveloped in flames. Black smoke billows overhead as about a dozen firefighters train water from two high-pressure hoses on tanks along the edge of the fire. Carol Herring has seen a lot of fires like this.
Push the actual fire and heat away from the vessel to prevent any type of explosion.
The flames, the heat, and the smoke are real, but it's all part of an exercise at Louisiana State University's Fire and Emergency Training Institute. Herring's staff stages fires in high-rises, on aircraft, and at industrial plants on a daily basis.
We keep it under control over here so nobody gets hurt, but their procedure is to cool, confine, and extinguish.
LSU began training firefighters here nearly 40 years ago. The work begun here has now grown into a multi-million dollar program that teaches emergency personnel not just how to respond to fires, but also terrorism. Students come here from across the nation, from the private sector, and under a State Department grant from around the world. Thomas Tucker is a retired Army colonel who directs the anti-terrorism programs. He says the curriculum trains students in everything from hostage negotiation to chemical and biological threats.
When you believe you have come across a chemical or a bio problem, what should you do then? Who should assume the scene? How should that thing be secured? Who's in charge of this? When to invite the FBI in, and how to sample this and how to get it to the lab very quickly and identify what it is and at the same time maintain an evidentiary chain.
10 years ago, LSU spent a few million dollars a year on training programs for first responders. This year, fueled in large part by federal grants, the budget swelled to $47 million. Next year, that figure is expected to grow to at least $60 or $70 million. Because of the growth, Louisiana State recently reorganized all of its programs into a new National Center for Security Research and Training. University Chancellor Mark Emmert says domestic preparedness is something that Louisiana knows a lot about.
Because of all the petroleum engineering and petroleum industry that's here, you worry about handling of toxic materials and all sorts of nasty spills and possibilities. So we have a large collection of emergency response people that happen to be here because of those industries. Now we've got a new mission for them, and it's fairly easy to redeploy them.
In addition, LSU's veterinary school is well known for its work studying biological agents like anthrax, expertise that led to the creation of a center that studies biomedical threats. Increased federal interest in promoting domestic preparedness followed the 1995 Oklahoma City bombing. Soon after, Louisiana State joined Texas A&M, New Mexico Tech, and two federal installations in a consortium dedicated to training first responders. And there are a lot of people to train. Van Romero, the consortium's chairman, is in charge of New Mexico Tech's programs. He says in the public and private sector combined, there are at least 10 million people considered emergency personnel. The consortium's role, he says, is to build a training model.
What we want to do in the consortium in conjunction with the Justice Department now, the Department of Homeland Security, is to set the standard by which people are trained. We want everybody to be trained to the same level so that if you get training in some part of the country and you have to interact with someone that's been trained someplace else, you're all on the same page and you all understand the same concepts.
Along with LSU, Texas A&M, and New Mexico Tech, a few other universities are getting involved in domestic preparedness training. It's what LSU Chancellor Emmert calls a growth industry. With each new terrorist attack from Oklahoma City to the World Trade Center, federal grants for domestic preparedness training have spiked upward. For that reason alone, those who train emergency personnel hope to see that growth begin to level off soon. Greg Allen, NPR News, Baton Rouge.